I believe that there is a secret, unseen force that protects the fragile teen spirit. How do I know this? Let me tell you a story. So I grew up in a very strict, very conservative immigrant Indian household. This meant, among other things, all my clothes were purchased at Sears on the sale rack. Everything I wore had a very high neck and a very low hem. I didn't own jeans until eighth grade, and, true fact, I always smelled a little bit like curry. Truth. This meant that I was seriously not popular, seriously not trendy, and certainly didn't get invited to much. In 10th grade, however, I got an invitation. Julie and Charles are brother and sister twins, and they're having a party, and they invite the whole class. And I'm so excited, but it is a co-ed swim party. This poses some challenges. One, I don't own a swimsuit. I haven't worn one since I was 7 years old. Two, my parents are not going to like the idea of like young people wet, kind of naked, together, not doing their homework on a school night. And my mom wants to come with me. So she says, oh, Nimisha, I'll drive you. I can teach Julie's mother how to make samosas. All people, they love the Indian food nowadays. I'll just be teaching her samosas. You girls play in the water. This is code for in situ surveillance. I know this. She knows this. We're playing our game. This is how it works out. My friend, who is Chinese American, her mother offers to drive. My mom assumes that Mrs. Chen is as conservative as she is because she's another Asian mom fighting against America. So she assumes that Mrs. Chen is gonna like sit in the pool with us holding our hands. I don't say anything about that. And I borrow a swimsuit. I borrow my first piece of real American clothing. And I know that if I show up wearing this thing, I will finally be accepted as normal, and I can be accepted and happy. And so this is what I do. I put on the swimsuit. I have some layers on top, some Sears clothes on top. We get to the party. I take off the layers. And I'm not kidding. The magic is immediate. People who don't talk to me ever, hey, Nimisha, nice suit. Thank you. Hey, Nimisha. Looking good. Thanks. I have never felt this good. It gets better. I sit at the edge of the pool. I put my feet in the water. I'm splish splashing. Charles, the boy whose party it is, he's seen me walk in and make my entrance. His eyes have followed me the entire way. He sits next. I have never been happier in my life. He leans in. This is what he says. Hey, Nimisha, how come you're still wearing your bra and underpants with your one piece? Oh my God. In my haste and inexperience, I totally blew it. I'm mortified beyond belief. I get up, I'm crushed under the heel of teenage angst, and I'm sort of like hobbling over to the bathroom. I get over there, I fix my wardrobe malfunction, I get out, I sit basically the rest of the party in like this dome of just like sad despair. I hated Charles that day, and I was scared of him for every day since in high school, and I've never talked to him since. As an adult, however, I look back on that moment and I can notice three things. One, he could have shouted my problem across the entire pool and like had a more public thing. He could have swaggered over like with his other guy friends. He didn't do that either. And he saw that I had a problem, and he took it upon himself to give me the information I needed to make it better. In short, he was actually as kind as he could have been. So what is the unseen force that protects the teen spirit? It is a million acts of kindness, large and small, conscious and unconscious, visible only in hindsight.